You're listening to Vulcan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. All right, it's another great day in Birmingham. We're happy to be with you guys again. We have so many great people with us, and today is no exception. We have Alice Von Valor. How are you, Alice?
Hello, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you being here. Yeah, you're into so many things. It's good to share that word.
I'm everywhere. I gotta hone it in.
Hone it in. Oh, you keep going, doing what you're doing. Definitely. I'm really excited to let you share what you're up to and all that. Just to get started, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a mother of two, and I have a husband at home, and I'm originally from Michigan, but I have spent most of my life in the South. Now, I've kind of gone back and forth, and I've been to a few other states around here and there. Mom was kind of a gypsy, so to speak. But it's been mostly back and forth between Alabama and Michigan. And as you can imagine, that provides a good bit of diversity, because they are almost two different worlds. So I have that as a lot of my diverse beginnings, I should say, because I have an interest in a lot of things. But I really, in the older I get, the more I find myself drawn to vintage fashion, vintage lifestyles. It just kind of, I tell everybody, what got you, they say, what got you into vintage? And I was like, well, you know, the older I got, the better it looked on me. So that's just the truth of it. But, you know, all of that comes into Beauty Box and Valor Events, which is my business. With my love with the vintage lifestyle, I'm a stay-at-home mom. But with this business, it was a home business that I was able to actually start with the Beauty Box part. Tori Spelling from 90210, as we all remember, basically I got involved with her and started collaborating with the Beauty Box part. Valor Events kind of has been something under my radar for the last, I don't know, since 2013. I have been wanting to start my own business, and Valor Events was the name that I said that was going to be when I put it in my mind. And kind of a trial and error thing. Starting businesses is not always easy, and you kind of have to find yourself in it to make sure it's something you're going to want to be happy with, of course. So it's been a trial to find my niche. But what I've basically done is I took my 20 years of experience in retail and sales and customer service and speaking, of course, and then my 10 years of management experience that I've got, and I put it together and said, you know, I think I want to do my own thing, make my own rules, and be able to provide something that people can, you know, find a value. So I do interior decorating, and also I've got a lot of experience with the wardrobe stylist. I worked at Chico's for years Summit, and you know, that was where I think the style expert really got trained, and all my experience came from there. And so when I left those wonderful ladies there, you know, I said, that's a part of who I am. So what I do with Beauty Box and Valor Events is I offer over 300 products in skincare and mind and body. It's really, there's a lot of products there that I can offer anybody. I even have essential oils and things like that. So it's just all trying to get to know someone. And then, you know, if someone has, well, let's say, let's just try to explain it shortly. I get a lot of compliments sometimes. They're like, oh, I just love your hair, and oh, I love your makeup, and where did you get that? And I really wanted to try to incorporate the things that come to me daily in a way that I could help other people, because I'm really humble, the truth be told about it. I'm very humble, and attention kind of makes me nervous. But I had to learn at this age, you know, I get attention sometimes. So I want to help other people feel good about themselves. And that's my goal.
Yeah.
Basically.
You know, I can definitely see that because, you know, when I was coming up, when I was young, you know, you were taught certain manners, certain etiquette, how to look and things like that. And I think that's something that's missing today in our youth is they're not really taught how to be presentable and things like that.
And, you know, social media has changed everything that mm-hmm. we were taught, actually. I mean, there's so much of a personal relationship that's lost because now we kind of almost take everything at face value anymore because, you know, we're scrolling through news feeds and we're seeing pictures. And they're all beautiful and great, and we love seeing everybody's lifestyle. But every once in a while, we kind of forget that there's really a real person there. They have real concerns or insecurities or, you know, they may be going through something that's tough at the time. And with my business, I want to help others. You know, I have had women, you know, oh, I wish I could do what you do. Or I wish, you know, I wish I had, a lady complimented me on my picture yesterday. She said, oh, I wish I could wear that bold lipstick that you wear. I thought, you can, you know. I mean, I know from experience, you know, not every shade is perfect for me either. I learned that the hard way. And Lord knows, stay away from the cheap stuff, okay? I'm telling you. Stay away from it. It's bad for you. And my products, that's the other part that I offer is a valuable, you know, quality. Something that's, you know, not going to... The lipstick, my Power Lips lipstick that I wear, it's the first ever lipstick made with no alcohol. There's no harsh chemicals in it whatsoever. It's an anti-aging type. Smooth skin, all of that. And my products, I want to, help people take care of themselves. You know, I know from experience that the adversity that the world has to offer, basically. I have been roasted to a crisp, guys. I've had insults. I have gone through bouts of, you know, anorexia, and so I haven't always been healthy, didn't always look good, you know. And the world, as wonderful it is as it is to meet great people because they're out there, there is a lot of cruelty out there also. And there's a lot of insecurity out there. I mean, there is a lot of insecurity out there. And for me, knowing firsthand how cruel the world can be, you know, I wanted to try to be the adversity against the cruelty. You know, I want to offer people something that, you know, they can feel good about, you know, help someone feel good about themselves, help someone make their house look good. You know, I don't have the talent to do that, or I don't have the skill to do that. Well, I can help you do that. That's what I'm here to do. You know, I don't have the ability to pick my favorite dress or what should I wear to this event. Well, I'm here to help you with that. That's what I want to do, is help everybody feel good about themselves.
Yeah, and, you know, you're bringing a good thing to the community because that vintage look, Birmingham is not the Birmingham it used to be 15 to 20 years ago. There is a lot of good things happening here, and there's a lot of different types of people.
A lot.
So, you know, if you like the vintage or you're, you know, wanting to learn about self, you know, presentation,
right?
You need help with that sometimes.
Yes. I needed help with it. I don't mind saying that. I mean, I didn't always know what to do, but thankfully, there were women out there that were more skilled than me and took the time to say, hey, girl, come here. You know, let me help you out. And I'm like, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Because, yeah, it like trial and error. I mean, self is always something that we need to take care of regularly. And, and you hear it a lot, but it's the truth. You can't pour from an empty cup. So if you're not loving yourself, you know, you can't help and love other people. And speaking of vintage, my favorite quote from somebody, Lucille Ball, is, you know, love yourself first and everything else falls into place. And I'm 40 years old. I just turned 40 this month. And I can finally say with full confidence, that is the truth. Okay, I spent years and years and years trying to give from an empty cup. And now I have my cup full and I'm ready to share. And I call it the Fountain of Youth. So Beauty Box and Valor Events, and that's where you'll find my youthfulness at.
So you mentioned Beauty Box and Valor Events. Tell us a little bit about New Skin and is it Pharmanex?
Pharmanex. New Skin is more of my skincare and cosmetics products that I have to offer. You know, you're not going to find them on the shelves anywhere. I distribute to individuals as well as companies. Now you find some of their products in salons and dentist office and things like that. Pharmanex falls into more of like the molecular level of self-care. So that's where you get into multivitamins, and we have some anti-aging regimens that we provide where you can attack from the inside out. So Pharmanex is kind of more, I say, we'll put that on the health, that's on the health side, whereas we got skincare on the other with new skin, basically.
Beauty from the inside and the out, right?
That's
excellent. I know a part of your events, do you have any events coming up that you would like to talk about?
There are a few things coming up. Now, Bama Bombshells, they are awesome, ladies. They are charity-driven and vintage. They have invited me to an event on May 19th. It's a car show, Cruising the Creek car show. I think it's the third year they've done that, and it's a big classic cars. They do awards for all of those, and it's set up right next to a festival out there, so it's a lot of fun for the whole family. And those Bombshells are doing a pinup contest that day, and they've asked me to be a judge for that, so I'm excited to do that. And I've also, with my business, I'm putting together a big prize package for that number one pinup there. So hopefully she'll walk away pretty happy with some pretty pinup type things.
They'll
for
be
me.
A lucky winner
so,
there.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
So how does that work? Do they just come with their own makeup and style and...
You'll sign up, you'll register. I think it's $10 to register for the contest, and the $10 goes towards the charity Backpack Buddies that they're raising funds for that day.
Okay.
And then I think she's going to have, Kayla Forbach is the president of that Bama Bombshells. I think she said she's going to have two prize awards. So one of my package will be one award, and then I think she's going to do a people's favorite choice contest also, so there'll be two winners,
and they're raising money for
Backpack Buddies.
And what is that?
Backpack Buddies is, well, I mean, they basically they provide for children, you know, and make sure that they all get a bag and things like supplies that they need, things like that.
Awesome.
For school or
that's always a worthwhile cause.
Yeah,
definitely.
It is.
And that's May 19th, right?
May the 19th, yeah. Now, the Cruising the Creek car show, it's always so you can it's easy to remember. This is my second year getting to go to it. They always have it the weekend after Mother's Day.
Oh, okay. So, that's easy to remember, yeah. So if someone wants to find out more about you and your products and things like that, how can they find you?
I am on social media. I just got a Snapchat, but I am the worst at Snapchat. I'm just there to stalk my kid. But I'm on Snapchat as Alice, I think. But I'm on Instagram as Alice Von Valor and also on Facebook. You can look me up as Alice Von Valor on Facebook. And then I have a public page called Atomic Alice. And so I try to answer questions and all of those. Then I think I have a Twitter. I'm the worst at Twitter also. So Facebook
mostly,
and Instagram would be the best way to get me in a hurry.
Yeah, you're really active on those. And I see you giving advice and tips all the time.
Trying to. I need to drink more tea.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you coming in today and sharing
Thank
your story
you
and
me.
What all you have going on.
I appreciate the time, guys. It's really nice to meet everybody.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and